You are now tuned into
the Alpha Lodge
podcast.
Yo, we are live for the first time on Instagram, Alpha Lounge Podcast. We are live. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man.
Crazy day, crazy day. App wasn't working, but we still gonna make it happen.
Dude, we still gonna make it happen. We still gonna make it happen, man.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the start, man. Season two. We back.
It's crazy.
It's been a month. It's been a long time.
For sure. But I'm excited, though. Oh. Definitely excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess this is the way to start it off, huh? On Instagram.
Yeah. Had to give him a live view eventually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was in the works anyway.
Right, right.
So how has 2020 been so far for you, man?
Crazy.
2022, my bad.
It's crazy as hell. Crazy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be real with you. Been crazy as hell. 2022 did not listen to any of my requests that I put in. Actually, it had no F's at all for what I cared about. Came in, car trouble, boom. Then turn around, head cold, boom. Then turn around, issue with the kids, boom. January, I'm so happy to be out of January and to be through the first half of February, man. You don't even know. I just hope spring and summer is just different on some real. And then turn around. Well, actually, yeah, I do hope it's different, but I need that price of chicken to go down real quick because I checked out the price for a bag of chicken. I thought people was playing when they said a bag of chicken was $30. At the store today,
oh, no, that's real.
Said 27 and some change. I was like, hell no. For some chicken? $27 for one bag of chicken? Nah, bro. We're going to have to figure something out. I'm here. Thankful to be here. You know, these gas prices go down. I'm going to be on here a whole lot more because it's going to be a full-time job for me.
Hey, I hear that, man.
Damn.
Are y'all dealing with a chicken shortage like how we are down here in Georgia?
I don't know what we're dealing with. The way it feels to my pockets, it feels like it's a shortage of everything because this gas being $3.35.
Hey, that's really what it is.
Man, I'm like, dude, and I'm in a truck. I'm like, shoot, I don't know. We gonna have to get the mopeds out to do something because I can't.
Let's go back to the bike
every 2 days. Mm-hmm.
Man,
these fill-ups, and then you driving a truck, so I know you a truck driver, so I know it's rough on you.
Well, let me catch you up to date. I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I stopped. I stopped before our last podcast. I think I stopped like the end of November or something like that. I was just over it. Gas prices at that point in time was still crazy, so I can only imagine what it is now. But right now I'm doing detailing.
Okay.
I'm working on getting my business going with that, but I'm doing actual detailing work on the side. So it's cool. Like, I get to be home every day. And technically right now I'm only working 4 days a week, so 40 hours. It's cool. It's simple. It's easy work. I'm loving it. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine being in a truck right now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's funny you say that because my father-in-law, his people have actual detail shop down in Georgia. And he has like two or three of them, but it's like, he makes real good money down there doing that. So it's definitely not, I mean, some people may look at it like, oh, that's detailing. But on the real tip, auto detailing, you'd be surprised how much money is in detailing. Especially
it's a lot of money.
It's like, I didn't know.
And it's different levels to it too, though.
Right.
Because if you look at it from paint correction, then you got tints. That's all considered detailing. Like, people that like to get their windows tinted. Then you got wraps. People like to wrap their cars now. That's a hot thing.
Right.
So it's so many levels to it. It's a business, man. It's right. a legitimate business, but it takes time, just like with anything. And I'm with you on 2022. It has been kicking.
Man. kicking ass like this. Like 2022.
100 mile an hour fastballs right at my head.
Right. Like 2021 was just the beginning. Like this 2022 came in here like the middle child, like for real, on a whole nother level. But you know what? I'm optimistic it's going to get better. I just don't need, I really just don't need anything to get more crazier than what it is. But you know, year's just started, so all I can do is pray and be have faith that it's going to continue to get better.
But, that's all we can do, bro. That's all yes, we sir. Can do. How was your Valentine's Day? Just quick.
Valentine's Day was very interesting. Valentine's Day was very interesting. It was very interesting. Had my wife's 40th, January, I believe it was the 22nd, we had her party. So we had that. Then baby girl had her hotel party for her 13th. That was...
Oh, wow. She's 13 now.
5th. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to legally threaten boys with a gun and get my point God. Across. But then I'm thinking that I might just have to really just be the responsible parent and call the parent of the guy and figure out a better way to do it. Because, you know, the parent might not take it nice that their son get threatened. But then...
Well, why you got to threaten the boy? Just lay down the rules, man.
Nah.
Talk to the parent.
Because I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to kids, I think about how I was at their age, and I'm not gonna listen to. I never listened to the dad, the parent of the daughter. Never did. Once I got her in my car, we was gone. It was all my rules. So I know that's not gonna happen. Second of all, it's I know they're not gonna listen to their own parents. You know what I'm saying? So this, you know, the way stuff is now, they know some kids don't listen to their own parents and they do what they want to do once they get out their sight. So I had to think of a better way to get the point across. And gotta try to figure out how to stop baby girl from even thinking about going that other direction. But you know, that's a bridge I'll cross when I get to it. But yeah,
it sounds so bad. It sounds so bad. I gotta stop it.
You know what? It's my thing is I don't want no babies in the house because I'm this close to getting my boys off to college, and then it just be baby girl and you know getting her off to college. And like I tell my kids, like once y'all leave the house, that's when I get off work and I just don't care. I don't put no clothes on once I get off work. I'm going to be around the house, butt booty naked. I'm free. I ain't got to have no kids around the house worried about no kids coming over. No, you're not going to have no keys. You're going to call and ring doorbells like everybody else. I need that forewarning. I want to enjoy my time being an empty nester. And just being just a little bit closer to the retirement age. But, I mean, other than that, Valentine's Day was good. It was just, between Christmas, January, and February is always rough for me. Yeah. I got Christmas with the kids, my wife's birthday. We celebrate that all month long. And I got my daughter's birthday the first of February. So... You know, I do a bid, try to do a bid for the wife, baby girl. You know, she pretty much has her pick of what she wants to do. And then, but she, you know, I don't have any problems out of her, and she gives me the grades. So I don't mind doing it. It's not a hassle. But then you have Valentine's Day to come right behind it. And my wife likes to think that that's our second anniversary. I don't know how, but I guess because we had a wedding ceremony on that day, it is now an official second anniversary. I still consider December 29th our one and only anniversary, but it doesn't roll like that. So, you know, Valentine's Day was cool, though. You know, I got a couple gifts for her and baby girl. You know, we went out to eat, enjoyed each other. And that was pretty much it.
That's busy. That's a lot. That's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's
our anniversary is technically 2 days after our. That was December 27th. I forgot about that.
Wow. Well, happy belated anniversary. Thank you.
So we gonna wrap it up here in a few, man.
No, I mean, I want to hear what y'all did for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you want to hear what
if I remember correctly, you can cook. So I'm interested. Did you get behind the stove?
Did I?
Oh no! Don't do that. Don't do that. She can go back and watch.
Hey, did I cook?
That she can go back and watch. Don't do it. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
Honest with you, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day. The reason, so this was kind of like our thing. When we got together, we were just talking about, like, well, how do you feel about this day, and this day, this day? And when Valentine's Day came up, we was just like, what's the point? Well, she said, what's the point? She said, what's the point? So then I came back, and it really got me thinking, like, yeah, because she don't like flowers. She hates flowers. So, yeah, you want to know it makes sense. She hates flowers because she said, don't buy me flowers because they're going to die in 2 weeks. If you're going to give me something, at least give me something that's going to last. It's not going to die. Okay, cool.
Okay.
That makes sense. But it's like, I have gotten to the point, because as you know, in the past, I used to celebrate. But I've gotten to the point where I just look at it as like, it's a day for other people to get money and make money off of other people's, I want to say emptiness or loneliness or feeling like they have to do something because the whole world or everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we kind of don't celebrate, because it's like, well, for us, every day is like we celebrate love. Like, obviously, we not going to celebrate it like Valentine's Day. But I mean, what we try to do or what we were doing within the first few years of our marriage was on the 27th of every month, we would go and do something. We would do something, whether it's go out to eat, whether it's go on a trip somewhere or something. Like, mm-hmm. The 27th of that day, we would try to do something together. So, you know, keep shit different, you know. And for me, Valentine's Day now is just what I hear people like, oh, I did this. I bought a hotel room. I had it decorated. That was $700. And I did this and I did that. And it's like, I just ain't got money to be doing all that. So in my mind, it's like, it's a waste. Like, I'm just wasting money on Valentine's. Like, one day, I'm wasting all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at people, it's like, okay, if you want to celebrate it, why not say, okay, I'm going to take, let's say that your budget is $800, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not take that and do something for a weekend? You know, do a weekend getaway or something. Like, Right. Make it. I just feel like if you're gonna celebrate it and you're gonna spend a lot on it, just make it worth it. Right. That's just my part.
Like,
anybody can go get flowers. Anybody can go get balloons, teddy bears. I mean, I've been doing. I used to do that. Like I told her, I used to do that in high school. She's like, you was doing that? Lunch break in high school, go right across the street to Walgreens, go get some flowers, some candy, stuffed teddy bear, something like that. As I got older, I started doing more expensive shit. So then it's like, in my mind, not each year, I'm going to have to do something better than what I did before. I mean, I know I don't have to, but that would be the mindset. That's the thought, because a lot of people are like that. It's like, I got to outdo what I did last time. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of pressure, I think, that people be putting on themselves. It's like, we don't need it. We don't have to. You know? So she don't really... I can't even think of what we even call it. We don't even say Happy Valentine's Day. I think we say like Happy Everybody's Day or something. Like, because it's just one of those things, man. But I don't think we did anything that day. I know in the past what I would do if I wanted to do something, I would do it before, like a week before, a week after. Because right. I didn't want to do it that day. But yeah, this year we didn't do that. It's just in house shit.
I can feel that. I can feel that. Cause it's like my thing is it's more of a I mean I guess you could say since I've been married and you know, I'm going on 10 years this December. So it's like you just to me like, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. It's a holiday. Cool. I understand that. But Miss Tweet Creation just said, I love stuffed animals, but I get something all year. Yeah, and that's
perfect.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, love is not something that takes a holiday for you to express. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be able to see a teddy bear. Or, like my wife, she loves Reese's. I'll go to the store, you know, and I'll pop up with some Reese's. Like right now, I just got a habit of just keeping Reese's in the room just because she loves them. You know, stuffed animals, buy them every now and then. Flowers, I'll buy them every now and then. My thing is, I usually buy flowers, especially when the seasons change. So like when we come from winter into spring, she'll get flowers or something right. like that. And the colors of the flowers represent the change of the season or something like that. So it's like, once you get married, you kind of have to like step outside of the whole box of doing everything traditionally. Cause you have to be, for me, it's like, you're not going to keep your spouse. You're not going to keep your spouse. I guess I would say, entertained or even feeling like the love isn't getting stale unless you just step outside and like doing it on the holidays. Like, you know, like you said, y'all was doing something on the 27th every month. Honestly,
yeah,
that's the type of stuff you're supposed to do. Like, I feel like you should be able to take your girl on a date, your wife on a date at least once a month. Or, you know, like we up here in Michigan, we'll fly down to Detroit, you know, may go to one of the clubs or one of the little bars or something like that down there by the MGM, you know, have a good time, spend the night in the room because, you know, we're not making that drive back. Spend the night in the room, just chill, just have fun for the weekend. Now that the kids are older and they can sit at home. You know, or, you know, that, you know, just do stuff like that. And it's not even, or like have like a spa date where I would take, like you say, had a budget for 800 or whatever, save it up for a little bit and then turn around, go get a couple's hot rod massage or a facial. And then just end of the night where just like, you know, we in the room and we just chilling. It ain't got to be nothing sexual, nothing like that. Just really, honestly, just sleep. Cause, you know, one son's in football, the other ones is in wrestling. Baby girl, she doing ballet and gymnastics. You know, I'm working, got the business. It's a lot going on, so you'd be surprised how much. You'd be surprised how much it means just to go somewhere and just sleep and just not be interrupted.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's just
we ain't got the kids and all of that, but I mean,
oh, I can't wait.
It has been time.
I can't wait till you have them. I can't wait. They will keep you busy all the time. All the time. All the time. The backseat arguments. Stop, 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 stop. The whole way to church today. Stop, stop, stop. I muted it out. I just turned the radio up. Turned the radio up to 27. Jesus was on full blast. Stop, stop, stop. But yeah, man, it's, I mean, I definitely understand where you're coming from, because it's, we did something for Valentine's Day, but it's like I said, you know, we're at 10 years. I'm really focused on the anniversary for this year. And,
yeah, you got to do something big, right?
Yeah, and a couple other things. And, you know, so it's just, I mean, Valentine's Day is just one of them things where it's just like, it's cool. It's cool. But
oh, it is.
We going to get out and do something else on a day that's just not a holiday for love. You know what I'm saying? It should be love should be shown at least every day. You know, you just don't marry somebody and just show them love only on Valentine's Day or because you're paying bills. You know what I'm saying? That's,
yeah. So,
I definitely agree on that one.
You got to keep things.
What she say?
Miss Tweet Creation said, I say pamper each other all the time. Don't need a special day. That's facts.
Yeah. That's facts. You got to. You have to. Life is so, man, it is so tense. It's so stressful to the point where you got to get out. You got to go have fun. You have to take the time that you have to enjoy it. You got to do things. Because what will end up happening is you'll get into a funk. You'll be stuck. And you're just like, oh, I want to go do something. And you always find it always be an excuse or a reason why you're not going to go do it. Because a lot of times that's what happens with people in relationships. Oh, we haven't been such and such. And I don't know, we haven't been on a date in 6 months. Well, why is that? Well, we ain't had money. Technically, you had. I mean, if you say all those nights that you wanted to eat out or whatever, you know, people make things difficult. And it ain't really even about going anywhere. I mean, you have day night in the house. I mean, what anniversary was our third anniversary? We literally, I did cook that night. I made dinner, and we had wine, and we sat at our dining room table, and had candlelit, and it was really perfect. We just really sat there and ate and talked and just really enjoyed the moment of it and what it was. You know, we have a thing also. We didn't do it this year, but our first three anniversaries, so what happened was when we got married, we went the following year and we found this cake, this shop that makes these bomb cakes. They're huge. And every year after that, we would go there and go get a cake. But we realized we were never finishing this whole cake. Like, it was just the sugar overload and all. I mean, it's really, I think they say it can feed up to like 60 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And the cake was probably about like $63. It was, I got pictures. I can show it to you later. But anyway, and then we just decided to kind of switch things up. It's like, we're not about to eat all that cakes, but we found out they make the cake in cupcakes. So then we went and got cupcakes. So when we did it that way, like, okay, we ain't, you know, but.
Make sure that you follow the Alpha Lounge podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And on Twitter also at @Alpha_Lounge.
It, you know, I love the fact that we're always trying to do things unconventional. You know, we're thinking outside of the box. We were trying to do things to where we don't become stagnant, because that's what people do. That, you know, that's what you see. And when you become stagnant, then you run into issues. I'm not gonna say problems, but you run into issues.
Yeah, slippery.
And nobody wants that. No, nobody wants it.
No, that, no, I'm not. I can definitely tell you now. It's I have learned. I have learned in the 9.5 years of my marriage, I have learned that it is so much better to take a L than it is to try to prove your point. Because even if you get that W, you still have, I guess, that after effect of it where it's just like y'all not vibing, like y'all not on the same frequency like y'all was.
Yeah.
And to me, for me, it's like, I don't need my fox thinking that we not on the same frequency. Because to be honest with you, it's going to come a point in time where I'm going to want some. And it might be right after we had that argument. It might be that span where we just been so busy and we just might have a little pit or pat. And then it's on the day that I just was in my mind, like, I'm going to play this out. I'm going to run this game. I'm going to get it tonight. And we had that pit pat. And then it's off. And then now I'm sitting up here. I done missed out on the cookie. Nah, bro. I'm going to take that L. I'm going to keep us on the same frequency. And I'm going to get some ass that night. I'm going to take that L. But I'm going to get some ass. So in the end, I still come out.
You win.
But you know
technically, what I'm saying? Both of y'all win, though. It's a win-win at that point.
Exactly. And then as time go by, you go back and you look at it and be like, you know what? If I had really stood my ground and tried to fight for that W, I really would have lost. And it would have been a bigger L in the end anyway, because it might have been that to where our schedules got so busy to where we didn't really have time to sit down and really discuss what happened. And to me, that's a hard situation in a marriage when you have it to where you have a pit pat or you have a disagreement, but you don't have the time to really sit down and hash it out and come and get back on that level. You know what I'm saying? And then,
and that's the hardest. That was the hardest. That was one of the hardest things I think we both had to deal with, as far as me being a truck driver, as far as me being gone all the time. Because see, everything, whenever it was a situation, it wasn't, when you get home, we'll talk about it. Or, you know, we can sit down and just, it had to be talked about across the phone. We're talking about miles and miles apart. Mm-hmm. So you really couldn't fully come to a closure or really understand or see the emotions or what the person is really, you know, how it's affecting them or whatever the case may be, because it's so distant. And I think for us to be able to make it through that said a lot, because I mean, you're talking about 2 weeks, sometimes longer at a time where you're not seeing each other. And especially with us, because we talk on the phone all day, every day. We just always have been that way. If we're not talking, we're texting. I mean, even now when I'm at work, like, it's not a consistent thing, but it's literally like, hey, you know, I made it to work. I'll talk to you in a few. 2 hours later, hey, what's going on? What you doing? Type of thing. And I'm realizing that a lot of people that I've recently met that were married are no longer, or about to be married, are no longer married or no longer going to be married. And it all starts with communication.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy.
Somebody is not communicating. It's like people want they want to communicate, but it all starts with one person. Somebody has to say, what's going on? How you feeling today?
Mm-hmm.
And that opens up the door for the next person to be like, well, I feel this or I feel that. But a lot of people just ain't talking, and they not. I mean, I'm hearing stories about my home dude, his marriage is ending because not only he's dealing with taking care of everything, but he's putting her first, but she's not putting him first.
Ooh.
So he gave an example. He said on days when he's not working, he'll make sure the kids take a nap around 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. So when she gets home, the house is quiet. He'll even run her bath, water, cook dinner, so she can have time to herself. Mm-hmm. The only thing he asked her was, okay, on days when I work, can I get an hour to myself? He comes home, the kids all riled up, running around. He like, I can't even get that.
Mm-hmm. Reciprocation. That's what he's not getting.
Reciprocation. Yeah, he's not getting reciprocation. Mm-hmm. But then it came back. Another issue was communication, because he said, well, look, you know, we just moved here. He's from Michigan too, by the way. But he moved out here two months ago. He was like, I don't like her going out by herself. Okay, cool. He was like, you got family members, they can go with you. He was like, but if you do go somewhere, because obviously you're going to go somewhere by yourself, just be like, hey, shoot me a text or a call. Hey, I made it. She had an issue with that. She literally told him, I'm going to be all right because God is watching. And that just, that threw him all off. He was like, but I'm your husband. Like, you look at the Bible, your husband is supposed to protect and provide. So all I'm trying to do is protect you by wondering, you know, where you are, you know. And she's like, well, you got my location. He was like, yeah, but if somebody kidnap you, your phone, yeah, I know where you are, but that don't mean you safe.
Right, right. Right.
So why is it so difficult for you to be like, hey, I made it? You know, and it's just like, that's the situation. I just sat at work and just scratched my head for the longest. Like,
you know what? We had a couple comments. We got a, Miss Tweet said, communication is the key. True. Grand Marketing said, listening is such a big part of communication. That is also true. Yeah. Ms. Tweet Creation said you have to have balance in the marriage, and your husband is a covering as well. That's true. But it's to me, I've also had that conversation with some other people, and it all has boiled down to a control issue. And it's like, I wish people would understand that when you get married, you get rid of the I for we. You get rid of the me for we. It all becomes a team effort. And you have to understand, you're not losing your independence or giving up your independence when you get married. But at the same time, you have to understand that this person has given up everything to be with you. So you are not just another girlfriend or another boyfriend. You are you are somebody else's living, walking, breathing other half. Like, their whole world can fall apart with you just falling off your square. And it is not even, I'm not going to lie, you know, me and my wife, we've had this discussion. We, even with the iPhones, to the point now, it's like, my wife has my passwords to my phone, to my tablet. She's on my facial recognition to my phone. As well as the other things that come with a marriage, as far as accounts and that other stuff. But it's because if something happens to me, I need her to be able to get access to my phone to, in case, call somebody that's not in her phone, to even look at information with the accounts or whatever that's in my phone to check up, even if it's to like to see if I come up missing. Let me get in his phone and see who he was talking to last, so I can have a starting point to find him. Because I'm gonna be real with you, I don't care about none of my privacy. If somebody kidnaps me, come find me. Find
exactly.
Me. We'll talk find about me the other stuff later. Find. I want to be found. Trust me. I want to be found. We can talk about whatever else later. Find me. Forget about invading my privacy. Come find my black ass. Okay? Yeah. Period. But at the same time, it's like some people have a problem with that, like just checking in. Like, yo, I'm here. And I do that every morning when I go to work. You know, it's, yo, babe, I made it to work. I'm safe. Have a blessed day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's more of like a respect thing on top of that to me at the end. But,
yeah, you know, it is. And it's more issues dealing with that as well on her end. But I don't know. He just told me today, he's like, I checked out. Mm. He's like, I tried to work it out and we was good all the way up until Friday. He's like, but Mike, I'm checked out. I said, another one bites the dust. Another one gone, man.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all just keep falling on. Y'all keep falling.
And, you know, the sad part about it is, too, is that I don't think people stop and understand that you may think what you have, you may think that it's better. You may think you're going to find better than what you have. But
you're not.
A lot of times when you stop and look at it and look at the big picture, somebody telling you to be like, yo, babe, just let me know you safe. Let me know you made it there. You know what I'm saying? Let me know you made it there. Let me know when you leave. So I can be expecting you, or I can know you on the road, or I can be like, okay, my baby, she on 75 coming north. Okay. I can have some idea where you at in case something happens to you, or in case you don't get home in a timely manner. If it takes you 45 minutes to come from Detroit back to Flint, that's cool. But I'm going to look suspicious if you tell me you leave and then it's been an hour and a half and you still ain't made it back home. It's like, okay, babe, you told me you left. Are you okay? That hey, like, see, you know.
Right. Because at that point in time, now you're getting a phone call. You know, now it's like, I need to really find out where you are. You know, what's going on? You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't see how people do it. I mean, I'm so used to it. Like, we've been doing this from the beginning. Like, I remember one time we were in Michigan, and I think I went to go play basketball with Earl, I think. And I remember texting her and was like, I'm 20 minutes away from where he was. And then when I got there, I texted her, I was like, all right, we here at the park. And I think somebody else in her family was like, why he checking in so much? And we like, checking in like that? What you mean checking in so much? Like, that's a good thing. Like, it's so much crazy stuff going on in the world. Like, I don't know. People look at that as like, it's weird. But it's like, when you think about it, it's the smartest thing in the world. Especially the time we live in now, because it's so dangerous out here. You could walk outside and go to the mailbox and get your head knocked off.
True. True.
And it don't matter if you live in a nice neighborhood or not. So it's like, I don't understand why people don't want that. And that was something that I felt that really drew me in to even starting this relationship, now going into our marriage, is because I actually felt like somebody finally give a fuck.
Exactly.
Like, to be real, like, finally somebody is wondering how my day is going. Am I okay? How am I feeling? Like, I didn't, and it took me so long to even open up, and I'm still at that point, but like, it took me so long to open up to even tell her how I'm feeling, because I wasn't used to it.
Exactly.
But I knew I loved the feeling. I knew I liked how it felt. It felt good to have somebody call you and wake you up in the morning and be like, hey, so what you doing? Well, I was asleep, but I'm good now. Like,
you give a damn.
It's just, yeah.
You interested in me. And that's the other part of it too, because it's just like, it's like for so long as a dude, you like go on and it's like, sometimes it's just you have the same role in each relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. sometimes keeping it fun, keeping it spicy falls solely on you. You know, the dates and all that stuff fall solely on you. And for me, it's just, even with the password for the phone thing, it's just like, I have never seen people all of a sudden get so upset, be like, you know, it's like, okay, you had your right to privacy. It's cool. You had your right to privacy. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But it starts to look real fishy when, to me, where you have this right to privacy, you abuse it. Okay. You abuse it. You do your whole sneaky stuff or whatever. But then you turn around and get mad at somebody else doing it to you. But then it's kind of like everybody wants to be treated a certain way, but doesn't know how to return it. And that's the killer part for me. It's like, how do you, for one, get into a relationship with somebody? Okay. Get into this relationship with somebody, go public with this relationship with this person. But then two, you turn around and you have an issue with being real with them. Because once again, everybody wants to be real until it's time to be real. Like, you don't want to tell me that, okay, you want me to be 100% and transparent with you, but you still want to keep secrets from me. And that's the part that I'm seeing with people and just hearing from other people's relationships. And I'm having a hard time understanding it, because it's like, bruh, you can't want her or sis. You can't want him to be 100% transparent with you, and you can't return the favor back. Like that right there, you have to understand, you're expecting somebody to be so you're expecting somebody to literally come to you healed, for one, which is a very hard thing to do from past trauma. And then two, you're expecting for them to let down all their defenses and let you all the way in with the hopes that you won't do to them what somebody else did to them in a worse state, because they didn't have all their defenses down with the person that hurt them. But with you, their defenses are down all the way. And you mean to tell me you don't have the decency to even be 100 with them and be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, this is what's going on with me, X, Y, and Z. But then be mad when the relationship goes south. It's like, you can't do that. You can't preach, I'm gonna be a relationship is 100-100, but you the main person on the other end giving the 80% and the other person is giving 100. You know, it just confuses me sometimes with these relationships. Like, you get married and all of a sudden checking in is a problem. Like, my God, like, you're not just some, do you understand when somebody is in love with you? Being in love with you is different than I like you a whole hell of a lot. Being in love with you is like, my God, if somebody swings on you, I'm going to pull a gun. I'm going to be ready to climb. Right. I'm ready to send that nigga up. It ain't going to be no whole, don't do that, that's irrational thinking. No, I'm protecting you because you are my heart. You are in a space where nobody, or if not very few, have ever been at. So I'm going to protect you like you are my child. I'm going to protect you like you are my mother or my grandmother. Exactly. People don't understand that. And getting married to me is just like, a lot of people get married and it's done for the wedding or it's done for the show, not understanding that the easiest part of the marriage is actually planning the wedding and having the ceremony. The hardest part is getting married, is staying married. Because you still got to be married to this person after they mature and their mind changes so many years. It's like, that's crazy.
You're learning this person as the day goes on. You're constantly learning each other. You're constantly, it's literally a game. It's a game, and then that game, You two are on the same team, but y'all have never played on the same team.
Exactly.
So now y'all got to go up against everything together.
Exactly.
So you going against all these dominant teams as a team, and y'all got to figure it out. That's really what it is. It's literally not having a coach, not having a game plan, mm-hmm. and you getting thrown out there on the court and say, hey, win all your games.
Mm-hmm.
Get us to the championship. Can you do that?
But see, that's the other part. Everybody wants the championship. Everybody wants the fucking trophy, but nobody wants to sit down and put the work in. Nobody they wants don't. To really make them sacrifices and be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't that good of a leader. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't that good handling money. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't the best at X, Y, and Z, but I am good at X, A, B, and C. And it's kind of like people, you get into these relationships or you get into these marriages and you fall in love thinking that somebody is something until you find out that they're not what you thought they was, and then you fall out of love with them because of that. Then if that's the case, you never were in love with them, because
that is true.
I don't, okay, I give you an example. I'm not the best leader in certain situations. Like, I'm not the best people person.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm not the best people person. But my wife is a great people person. My wife didn't fall out of love with me because I'm not a people person. My wife didn't fall out of love with me because I'm reserved in certain areas or whatever, whatnot. She actually became more interested and dug more to figure out, okay, well, what is the issue? Why are you reserved in certain areas? Why are you X, Y, and Z? And if she didn't really give a damn about me, that would have been a turnoff and that would have been a red flag for her to leave. But at the same time, she has areas as well where she didn't necessarily open up to me in the beginning of our marriage. But once she did, her whole reason for not opening up to me about certain issues was because she didn't want it to run me off. And that's crazy that you get married, which is not, it's not uncommon, but that's crazy. You get into a relationship with somebody and you have to hide stuff that is ultimately who you are as a person or a part of you as a person, because you don't want to run the other person off. That's crazy as hell, I think. And it's just like, if that's the case,
it is
not ready.
It's crazy, but at the same time, it's not. Because I think what ends up happening is you're saying, or in her case, it's like, you know you want to be with this person. But you're thinking, okay, if this person knows this, that's going to turn them away. But if you truly sit down and probably talk to that person and really get to just communicating and literally opening up, you understand that a lot of times what happens is they already either seen that or figured that part out,
mm-hmm.
and they're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
They already been seeing something to kind of let them know, okay, I'm not seeing the whole thing. They don't know, but they figuring, you know, they're getting, So then when you open up and you say it, they'd be like, you know what? I kind of figured that. Okay. But it's cool. We can work on it.
Exactly.
And now you sitting up here like, dang, I should have just said something so long ago.
Exactly.
But exactly. Because of the person or how things, because I've been that way. I am that way. Like, it's so many times where I'm like, man, if I just say this, like, this is gonna piss her off, or this is gonna, and I had to get out of that because I had to realize, like, first of all, me being the person I am is who you fell in love with. So if I start reserving myself, then I'm not being myself, which means you're not gonna be able to love me because I'm not showing you me.
You being fake.
Exactly.
So it's
so. You got, it's like you have to open up And you have to really take accountability for your actions and understand that whatever it is that you do or whatever it is that you say, it holds weight. And everything has a consequence to it. And you gotta communicate, though. You have to be like, if you're not feeling something, just be like, I ain't feeling it. Can't worry about the person gonna get mad or not. I mean, if they love you, that's not gonna stop them from loving you.
Right.
I mean, if a person truly loves you, I can say this and I may be wrong, but this is how I feel. If a person truly loves you, no matter what, yes, they may have to leave you because what you did was disrespectful, hurtful, wrong, or whatever the case may be, but they will always love you. Mm. They just don't love you. They can't love you the way that they once was because of the simple fact what they were giving, it wasn't reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stay, they're not going to gain anything from it. So then, yeah, they have to leave. But that's not going to stop them from loving you. They're still going to love you the same way they loved you when they first, when they started rocking with you.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you got to do, you got to keep your happiness. You got to keep your happiness.
You got to.
If you ain't got happiness, you ain't got nothing in this world.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, and it's like, it's that reciprocation is just like, I don't, it's, I've heard it so many times from other people, and it's just that reciprocation is just something that is just, it's so overlooked, because it's just like, some people come in like, I'm not doing that. That's the worst mindset to have. I'm not doing it.
You are already failing. You are.
It's hard to ask somebody to continue to pour into you and you not turn around and pour nothing back into them. Because if you're not pouring into them, either they're going to be empty or somebody else going to start pouring into them. And then you're going to really have a problem if somebody else start pouring into them. So your best bet is to get over that and start pouring back into them and, you know, start returning it back. Start making it so that they so hooked on your reciprocation that they just can't even look outside. You know, they don't even look for nobody else. Because that's really when the problems start happening, is when you're not pouring back into that person. And somebody comes along and it's like, it could be something as simple as like, your girl ain't make you lunch today? Nah, she ain't make me lunch. I be seeing you in here busting for 10, 12 hours a day. I love to have somebody like you. And be like, well, you know, I'm cool. I'm married, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know, I got some extra. You want some? Like, my nigga, like that little bit right there.
Yeah, that little bit will have you. Yeah,
and so it'd be like,
and you know, that's all. It's something that small that can just flip everything all the way around.
Because it's like, damn,
just that.
It's like, damn, you give a damn, and you ain't even benefit from none of my work, but you still willing to, you know, that you it's crazy. It's crazy when you're in a marriage like that. You hear people just don't. Somebody just don't even stop and be like, "Yo, let me pour back into you real quick." It's, or let me give you some of this love you've been pouring onto me back, you know. And then too, it's, I also wonder, it's like, do people not return it because they don't find pleasure in it?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if that's the case, because for me, I can speak personally. A lot of the stuff I do for my wife, I do because I love doing it. It brings her happiness, or I love the emotion. I see her. It brings her.
Right.
That's what I get out of it. That's what I enjoy doing. But it's like, have you really fell out of love, or do you not enjoy the feeling that it brings your spouse? You know what I'm saying? Because that's really the only really reason I can think of why you wouldn't really give somebody that type of love back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you spoil me, that's my man. That's my girl. I'm gonna spoil her, and she be like, that's my man. I'm gonna spoil him. He loving on me. I'm loving him back. Do you not get a good feeling off of that, or what is it like? Have people got that selfish? You know,
I mean, it could be selfish. It could be a lack of awareness. They may not even understand what's going on. You know, like, somebody can show you compassion and you're like, oh, this feels good, I want to return the favor. But let's say you return the favor and you don't get what you expect out of it. Then maybe they lose interest in trying to show compassion, because like, well, last time I did something and they really didn't seem like they liked it. But then that goes back to communication, because if they just told you, like, you know, I appreciate what you did, but I don't like that, then you can reevaluate and be like, okay, well, it wasn't me, it was just what I did, so let me
that big communication.
That big C word, man. It's everything just goes back to communication.
Yeah. We do got a couple comments. We got quite a few comments.
Yeah. Oh.
The sad thing is, some people need to be told what to do before they realize their partner desires it. True. That true. And that also come that starts with communication. You have to know your partner.
It goes back into having open communication before communicating to a marriage, so you know if you can step up to the plate for that person. Yeah.
Let me see.
And again, like she said, it starts with communicating.
Mm-hmm. Mutual creation says some people get too comfortable. That is true.
That's the other thing. You get too comfortable, too complacent. You get, man.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait till it's a problem. True.
That is true.
True.
I mean, yeah, the moral of the story, it all starts with communication. Everything starts from that day one, regardless of what happens. It's literally from that initial, if you said, hey, how you doing? You look beautiful. Can I get your number? Whatever, it started there.
People's asses.
I mean, that's just like my man. I guess he was comfortable being on that couch, because where he at still.
Hey, look. And on that note, I'm gonna talk to you later. This is a great start to season two. I'm definitely pumped for season two, man. Definitely pumped.
Absolutely.
Definitely pumped.
I got to figure out this podcast situation, but I mean, I guess right now we got this. This is real entertaining. Yeah. This is the first time I went on live here, so I enjoy it. Well, man, you have a good night. Everybody that's in our comments, man, y'all have a good night. Yes. Get y'all some rest. Don't do too much, you know. Before you go to sleep, just go to sleep. Just don't think too much. Just ease.
Exactly.
Just fall asleep, wake up in the morning, be blessed, and we'll catch y'all.
Peace.
Peace.